Last weekend, we checked in to Pamplona, Spain, with Mark Schipper, who I used to work with over at DNAinfo.com here in Chicago. Mark is now working on a documentary, and as part of that, they've been out at the festival in Pamplona, and he's filming and watching and seeing the running of the bulls. The news headline today says the final bull run of the 2017 San Fermín Festival in Pamplona left 13 people injured Friday, the highest number this year, but no gorings despite being the fastest dash of all eight held in the northern Spanish city. Medical officials said a 30-year-old visitor from the United States was the most seriously injured in Friday's eighth and last run. I'm going to guess that Mark is about 30 years old. We were debating whether he was going to do it or not. Let's find out if Mark ever ran with the bulls. Hey, Mark Schipper, good morning. How are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you doing? I'm glad both of us managed to survive this week.
Well, it was easier for me over here because I don't have bulls around me every morning I do have the desire to run with the bulls someday. I don't know if I'd actually do it if I watched it all week long. Did you ever end up running with the bulls?
This is the big reveal right here.
Okay, here we go.
I did not run with the bulls.
Oh, Mark, what are you doing?
Man. Wimp, wimp, wimp.
What happened?
Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of reasons, good reasons, and they'll sound like excuses over the phone from this distance, but it just, it didn't work. I was working the mornings. I was doing man on the street bits right after the runs, interviewing foreign runners. Most of the time at that hour before that, I wasn't in a great state to be running anyway. And, you know, my first time through, I was happy to be watching it. I watched very closely. I picked up a lot of details, especially from the native runners. And this definitely won't be my last San Fermín, so maybe I'll come back next year and I'll get down on the course with them.
Was it all work related and too much drinking the night before? Was any of it? I've videotaped this all week long, and I could see, you know, I see a lot of bad things happen, and I just don't want that to be me right now.
Yeah, that was part of it. It was work related. I watched the video. Actually, was helpful. It was like watching game film. There's I was lucky enough to get kind of connected with some of the Basque runners out here, and one of them, who a lot of people consider the greatest runner going right now, a local kid named Aitor, who actually was the closest on that last run that you just talked about to getting gored. They have a great word for it out here when the bulls trample people. They call them traumatismos, like inflicting trauma.
Yeah.
And a lot of people got run over, and he runs in the last section of the course. It's called Telefonica, into the tunnel and then into the arena. And he runs right on the bull's horns every day. He's like he's a professional with his consistency. And he and a very experienced runner got pinched up against the wall in the tunnel. And these are big mirror bulls, very famous. Lamborghini has named cars after these mirror bulls, including the mirror itself. And they're big. They're fast. They got pinched up against the side of a tunnel. And actually his mentor actually grabbed a bull's horn as it was pushing into Aitor's back, and sort of redirected the horn, and then Aitor was trampled by the bull and sort of got knocked under the tunnel wall. And it ended up being, I don't know, he went to the hospital for a while. He might have some kind of knee injury, but he's going to be okay. But he was actually the closest to being gored, and he's probably the best runner on the course.
When you say that he's one of the best runners, he's considered this or that, is there any benefit to him in any of that? Are these guys, like, sponsored? Do they get money, or is it just I'm famous because I run into the bull thing?
It's very much a traditional honor and a pecking order. They're extremely humble people about it. It's just part of their life. It's hard to put into context for Americans because running with the bull seems like such an insane thing to do. It's part of their culture. They grew up doing it. He grew up watching these guys ahead of him, and it was just something he wanted to be a part of. And then it turns out he's a great athlete. I was telling somebody, one of his runs, he looked like old Gale Sayers highlight videos. People fall in front of him. He hurdles them. He kind of actually stiff arms the bull's snouts at certain times so he can stiff arm their snout, know where they are behind him, and look in front of him to clear any traffic that goes down in front of him so he doesn't get tripped up. And he's just an amazing runner.
That's so fascinating. What else did you film this week that you were stunned by or surprised by?
You know, the pageantry of the entire feria is what's amazing. So I was kind of in awe of everything. They have these eight giants. They're called gigantes, and they represent different parts of the earth, and they're like, I don't know, 12 feet high. They parade through the streets. People follow in their procession. They mess around with little kids. It's funny, a lot of this stuff, they're like really old costumes and really weird, like grotesque heads and stuff like that. And a lot of it seems to be out there to frighten young children. People are out there with kids in their strollers and four-year-olds walking by, and these big giants will like turn around and say, you know, give like a boo sort of thing to the kids, and the kids will scream and run away and come back. So one of the things that amazed me most is when you're not running with the bulls or watching the corrido, which is the bullfight in the afternoon, the rest of the festival is really a family affair. It's families, husbands, wives, children, and it's the harmony of the whole thing. So the whole thing had me in awe. As a first time through, you got to come back again because you miss too much. There's too much to see.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it, that it really is. How much of the festival, you say it's really a family affair, but at night, does it become more of an adult affair? I mean, there is a lot of drinking and carousing type going on.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely becomes more adult after dark. But really, that starts after 11 p.m. 11 p.m. every night, they put on the greatest fireworks show you've ever seen.
Really?
And everybody goes to the park and different places. Yeah, it's actually a competition. I'm not sure how many countries they come from or if they're all Spain's best, but each night they try to outdo the show from the night before. A new firework crew comes in, they set up their show, and it's like 15 plus minutes of fireworks and then grand finales that just leave your eyes flashing and your ears ringing. And I posted some video of it on my Instagram, and I'll post a little bit more. They're just mind-blowing fireworks. So it's like a great way. The families all go there, watch the fireworks, and then they walk them home in their strollers, and the adults head back to the old town and get into that sangria.
Wow. It sounds like a really, really interesting trip. What did you fall in love with as far as the city and the people outside of the Bull Run? What do we need to know about the San Fermín Festival and Pamplona itself?
The Spanish are some of the most hospitable people on earth. They are so kind to foreigners and people at their festival, helpful. Up here in the north, fewer people speak English than the rest of Spain. So a lot of times you run into a little bit of communication barrier if you don't speak Spanish, and nobody in America speaks Basque. So if they only speak Basque, you're in a little bit of trouble. But there's a tremendous effort made to communicate and assist and show and help and share food and share drinks and enjoy each other's company. It's nothing like Wrigleyville after a Cubs game. It's not riotous. It's kind and friendly and really enjoying each other's company. And it's a lot of fun.
I love the festival because of Hemingway's book, The Sun Also Rises, which I've read a bunch of times. And in it, they get this big, like, cask maybe of wine, something like a big leather satchel full of wine that they'll carry around.
Yeah, the Boda bags.
Are people doing that there? Is there a lot of that?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of that. It's not as much as it was in his time, I don't think. That was like, it was one of their... That's a very old, rustic way of carrying around your wine. They'd take those bags out to the field with them. And so it was almost like practical usage in the city in those days. Like, I remember that scene in The Sun Also Rises when they go in to buy their bag and the guy blows up the bag and puts the cap on to show them that it didn't have any leaks.
Yeah.
There was like a craftsmanship to it. And people would walk around the streets with those spraying wine into each other's mouth. And there is still quite a bit of that goes on, but like everywhere else in the world, it's a lot of plastic cups these days and drinking the modern way. But those are still around. And actually, at the I went to the final corrido, which is the bullfight of the festival, last night. And a matador had a good show. And somebody in the crowd, when you have a real good show, they'll give you a tour around the ring, and everybody throws down cigars and hats and all this stuff. And somebody threw down a Boda bag, and the matador took the greatest, longest, highest pour I think I've ever seen, and it must have been 20 seconds of a straight shot of wine into his mouth, doing like a 360 with a big flourish at the end, and he threw the bag back up, and it was amazing.
When can we expect to see some of this documentary, Mark?
So the documentary, I believe they want to have a sort of basically finished product on the website in March of 2018. Pardon me. So March 2018, but the Instagram feeds, the Facebook page, all of this stuff is being updated with snippets, clips, previews. So you can go to those pages. It's a Fiesta Pamplona, and check some of that stuff out and start getting excited about what we're going to see. You know, we got a bunch of interviews to transcribe and videos to edit and all that stuff, but we're working hard on it.
Can I ask a quick question?
Of course.
Saw a report a couple of – this is Roger in the newsroom. I still say you wimped out. But I saw a report a couple of days ago that one of the injuries was to a gentleman in the Nether regions. Did you hear of that also?
Yeah, are you talking about, I think this is appropriate for a butt cheek?
No, I heard it was in another front part of the area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, there may have been something there, but if that was a big injury, that did not make the rounds. So that may have been exaggerated somewhere. That would have been a big story out here, because those are rare and very bad.
Yeah, you basically kind of have to be running backwards for something like that to happen.
Or running towards the bulls.
Right. Yeah, running in the wrong direction.
You know, I don't know. The bulls' horns are all different. Some of them hook down, some of them hook up, some hook left and right. So, you know, if you get underneath at the right angle and swing up, I don't know, you might be able to hit a certain spot.
Youch.
Mark Shipper, you can follow on Twitter at MyTimesPros. Right? At My Times Pros?
Yes, sir.
At My Times Pros. And what's the website if they want to find out more about the documentary right now?
It is FiestaPamplona.com, and that's just FIESTA, Pamplona, the city's name, .com.
FiestaPamplona.com. We'll watch for more coming up soon as they get back home and get it all together. And hopefully next year we'll chat with Mark as he finally makes his first run with the Bulls.
Yes, sir. Let's make that happen.
All right, Mark. Thanks so much for checking in. Have a safe trip home. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for jumping on the phone. Mark Shipper at My Times Pros on Twitter.